Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara under Gimel Amud Beis, where the last line was V'ha. Just to mention, I did not record yesterday because I was at the Levaya of Rabbeinu Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, and obviously all of Klal Yisrael is at a tremendous loss, and we lost the Rosh, the one who's mamish, a decision maker for many of the inyanim of Klal Yisrael. Not just that, his hasmada, his legendary hasmada in Torah learning, and obviously we are all at a tremendous loss, so we should learn Le'ilu Nishmaso, and everyone has to really pick up their game. Really, we all have to try to be marbe and Torah and tefillah in order to, like the Gemara says, that losing losing Tamar Chacham, the tzaddik of the door, is like Sreifas Beis Elokeinu, is like the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. It's really, really like, where do we turn, what do we look for? And obviously, this is a tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael, so we should all reflect on that and try to improve our own ways, to try to be mashlim, what Klal Yisrael just lost. So with that, we're ready to pick up with the words of Aha. We're in a little bit of an middle of the Indian over here. The Gemara is asking, and Rosh Lakish was bothered by this idea of Los Deskodidu. How could you have it that Los Deskodidu happens at all if you're debating in Gimel? What's going on over here? So Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, and how do you have Megillah on different days? Mamash Inyan Adiyam, we just had this. Obviously, the Chag of Purim, Thursday and Friday. So the Gemara is asking, V'ha, Beit Shammai, Matirna, Taras Lachem, and Vesel Osir. Wait a second. Beit Shammai say that when it comes to Taras Erva, there's no issue that if you have a Taras Erva, so classic example, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Shimon marries the daughter of Reuven, in addition to another, and traditionally marries Rachel, who's the daughter of Reuven, and Leah is not related at all. So both Rachel and Leah are free from doing Yibum and Chalitza according, they're not allowed to do Yibum and Chalitza according to Beis Hillel as Isser Karis, if you do it, even with the Tzaras Erva, even with Leah is not related to Reuven, both of them are Aser Minda Reisa to be married to Reuven. However, Beis Shammai said that it's permitted. So again, in this case, some people are following the Beis Shammai, but other people are following Beis Hillel. Why are you saying that's not a problem? Let's go to Reuven, Rish Lakish, why aren't you bothered by that? Now turning on to the top of Yadal and Manav, the Gemara says, Rish Lakish responds, do you think that Beis Shammai did according to what they said, and that actually the Tzaras Erva would actually do Yibum Chalitza? Lo asu Beis Shammai kidiram. They didn't do necessarily what they had actually practiced. Meaning, everybody followed the Shita of Beis Shammai. They accepted the view of Beis Hillel and did not require a Tzaras Erva even to do Chalitza. That's how many Rishonim explain according to this Avamin right now, that they didn't mamish according to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says that why did Rabbi Yochanan not like this answer of Rish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asu Vasu. No, Rabbi Yochanan says no. They talked like a double Asu and they did it. They definitely did their own opinion. Asu Vasu Levado. They did their own opinion, and so they kept it. So the Gemara says that Pluka the Rav Shmuel is actually Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in this matter is the same Machlokas as what we see in Rav Shmuel. Did Beit Shammai in fact in this Mishnah did they do like they said in their own Shita? The Rav Omer Lo Asu Beit Shammai Kedivrei. Rav says that no, they did. They followed. They subjugated themselves to Beis Hillel. They said, even though we hold like this, we're going to follow Beis Hillel. Shmuel Amar Asav Asur. Shmuel says they did act obviously with what they held. So the Gemara says, what is Machlokas? When was this Machlokas going to be referring to? Ilei Makodin Basko. You're going to tell me it refers to the time before the Basko, the famous Basko in the Gemara and Ervin, Dafid Gimel Rashi quotes us. Yatsa Basko Ma Halacha Beis Hillel. The famous Eilav Eilav Divrei Elokim Chaim. You're both learning Torah Lishma. You're both trying to understand the sugyos. However, Eilav Eilav Divrei Elokim Chaim. The Halacha follows Beis Hillel. So heavenly voice asking that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Mayin Tama Demanda Mar Lo Asu. Then what? So then again, if it's before the Baskol, it was before it was established, Halacha always follows Beis Hillel. So what would be the reason that Beit Shammai would not follow according to their own Shita? There's no reason to assume that wouldn't explain why Beit Shammai has to listen to Beis Hillel. Maybe Beis Hillel should listen to Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela Al-Achar Baskol. You're going to tell me that after the Baskol, the heavenly voice came out and said Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So then I'll ask the other question the opposite way. Mayin Tama Demanda Mar Asu. So how could anybody reason that Beis Shammai would keep their own Shita even after the Baskol? So the Gemara says you can give really both. You could say the Machlokas is both before the Baskol and after the Baskol. Says the Gemara now, Ibai Seima Koden Baskol, Ibai Seima Lachar Baskol. So you could say before that refers to before the Baskol, or Ibai Seima Lachar Baskol. You could say that refers to after the Baskol. So that's the Gemara, Ibai Seima Koden Baskol. If you want to say refers before the Baskol, could go on the Beis Hillel Ruba. You could say that Beis Hillel was a majority. So it was before there was a Baskol, but still the Achar Abim Lahatos teaches you should always follow the majority. Leman Damar Lo Asu. But according to the one that said Beis Shammai didn't follow, even though the Beis Hillel were the Rov, Daha Beis Hillel Ruba. So again, Ibai Sima Koden Baskol, go on Beis Hillel Ruba. So then, according to one who says that Beis Shammai did not act with, in according to one opinion, because of Beis Hillel Ruba, again, the day, Achar Ram Lahatos teaches you that you should follow the Shita of Beis Hillel because of this concept that you should be following Halacha. And here also, if you have more Chachamim, Paskening one way than the other, you should follow the Rov of the Chachamim. And that's the whole, okay. And so then the Gemara says, and according to the one who says they did act according to their own mashita, it says, when we say go after the majority, when they're equal. However, Beishami themselves are much sharper than Beis Hillel, and they're much sharper, so therefore you should, they're better an analysis of Inyanim, so then you should be paskining like, they felt that they should be paskining like themselves. That's they say, Rav Avadya, for many shilas, would literally just do a count of Achronim who are like this and all like that. And that was the time that the Chazon Ish and others had against that method, is that not necessarily all Achronim are Shechter, like Zechut. It's not all Achronim are created equal. You have like a Reb Chaim and a Netziv and whatever. There might be, again, I'm not one to judge, but they come on to say that other Achronim aren't necessarily on that caliber, on a scale. They're not one negative one. But either way, that's what Beishame held according to this version, is that they were stronger, even though they were in the minority, but they were stronger in learning. They felt that they should be following their own Shita. Agav in very inyan adiyom also, we just had the parsha about the Zakin Mamre. So it's very interesting. The Zakin Mamre, the Fidur Amin, Rav Shach Lorzak to quote this, is that the Zakin Mamre is only when he starts being more a heter for other people. But if a person is a Gila Hora, even if the Rov is against what he holds, he's not supposed to tell other people to follow his Shita, but him personally in his own Chadre Chadarim by himself should be following his own Shita, because he's a Gila Hora. He should be following that Tehler and the Sugya. Again, Rav Shach Lorzak says, you have to Gila Hora, means you have to know Shasta Poskim Kol. But if you're on that level, then you have the right to, you should be, for yourself at least, be paskening like your own Shita, as opposed to general public policy for the Hamonam. That's a different halacha. So back over here, and that's what Zakin Amram is going to be Chayiv Misa if he tells the Hamonam for himself, though he's supposed to be following. It's a very interesting halacha there. For himself, he's supposed to be paskening that she'd keep this one away, but if he goes against the Sanhedrin, he's going to be Chayiv Misa for telling other, meaning for other people. If he tells other people to do it, then he's going to be Chayiv Misa. Anyway, back over here, you can say, even after the heavenly voice, so according to the one who says that they didn't follow their opinion, they follow Beis Hillel, so they were Mevat themselves, Nafka Basko. The Basko came out, and they said, okay, we should be following Beis Hillel. Umad Damar Asu, now they kept their own opinion, Rabbi Yeshua, Damar in Mashkichem Basko. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that says, in Mashkichem Basko. And we know Rabbi Yeshua has the famous story, which the Gemara Bav Matzir, it's about the Tanora Shalchnai, the specific oven, if it's going to be susceptible to tumor or not. So there is a Basko over there that said, Allah follows Rabbi Yazir. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that Loba Shamaimi, and we don't follow the Basko, and we don't keep it. So then, that should be that we should hold like that. Tosas goes far and says, what's going on over here? That's a very good point. Meaning, why shouldn't everybody agree to that? We shouldn't listen to the Baskel. How could we say that the Gemara in Irvin would tell us that we should keep the halacha of Beis Hillel? So Tosas says that if you have, Tosas give a few answers. It says that the Baskel, the Rabbi Lazar, was only coming out lechvodo. That's therefore it's different. It wasn't the same type of bicycle. Tzvei dinim in baskel. That baskel is only going to come to for his kavod, but not really to teach the halacha. Or we could say that the baskel that was neged the rabbim, that was going to be, we don't listen to the baskel. However, if the baskel, the heavenly voice, is with the rabbim, then we know that it's correct. A very interesting tosos over here. So that's why over here we have the right to listen to Beis Hillel when they were the baskel, because they had the rabbim with them. That's how tosos gives the assumption. Now the Gemara continues about Los Goda Mad Amar Asu. Now, according to one who says that Beis Shammai did, and according to with their own Shita, Karinan Khan Los is Godede, but the Torah says Los is Godede, which we have a drasha of Los Asu Agudos Agudos, that you shouldn't have different groups doing different things. This is a very big shaila nowadays. How in the right do we have the right to do Los is Godede B'chlal? We saw the previous stuff about the maybe Minhagim might not necessarily be applicable to Los is Godede. That's a shaila. If it's a Minhag Al Pi Halacha, that Chorin bring down that there would be a problem. That's the famous shaila in big machlokas between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe Bizman Hazeh. Is there losis godedu in a shul? Let's say like I'm the davenos of Sfarad. So I happen to davenos of Sfarad. So then I do Hashem, then the vidoy first. So is there a problem me clapping the Hashem Magana when the Nisach Hashem doesn't do it bechlal? So according to Moshe, yes, that's the problem. Losis godedu in this drasha. However, Shlomo Zalman says that no, because nowadays there isn't really a moon and minag. We come from so different places. We're all a chalant of different things. It's not an issue of losis godedu. This is just a side point. The losis godedu is mamish. It does apply halacha lemaisa. Those apply lach lemaisa in different shuls and keeping them in hagim of shuls according to different places. But if you go, everyone would agree like that. Let's say you go to a place like Breuer's, they mamish have them in hagim there, and they'll be sure to tell you that. So then maybe even Rosh Hashanah would be moda. That's a real, they have real menhagim over there, and places like that that have the real menhagim, that would be a real problem to do separate them from the kilo. There's a problem. Let's just go to do. So now the Gemara says, okay, so why isn't it a problem over here? How could Beis Shammai do like one way and Beis Hillel do a different way? According to this, how could we have issue of losis godet over here and keeping different halachas? So again, because Beis Shammai would say you do chalitza and or yibum, and Beis Hillel says that you're not allowed to do either of the two, and you shouldn't be doing either of the two. So different halachas, different people. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, ki Amar Nelos is good. When do we say Nelos is good to apply? It's going to but didn't beirachas only when it's a case of two batidinim of two courts in one town. Halalo morim kidev Beis Shammai. Then in this court is going to rule like Beis Shammai. Halalo morim kidev Beis Hillel, and the other Beis Din is going to pile skin like Beis Hillel. Avashtei batidinim mishnei rayos. If you have two different courts in two different cities, so then that's not a problem, Leislam, but that's not a problem of Los Escodidu. So then, we would give an answer that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would be following their own shitas. They didn't follow Los Escodidu because they were in different cities. This could be answering the question, also to be answering before, how the Chachamim established different dates to reading the Megillah. Since those dates were, done in different areas, the 15th of Adar was for the Bnei Mukafin, like those in Yerushalayim and Shushan, and the 14th was for the unwalled city, so therefore Los Escodidu was not an issue. The Achronim point out that even Rishonim actually asked his kasha, that would answer the question for the 14th and the 15th. What about the other days when they're coming into the city, which is going to be doing it on the 14th? The whole idea of the Kfarim coming in the Yom HaKnisa, they were going to come into the cities and be reading on a different day than the cities do. That's a very big question. That's a very good kasha. The Achronim ask, okay, we don't have time to get into that right now, but that's a very good question. So Gemara goes back to Vesa. Gemara says, if you have different days, no issue. Amar Lei Rava. So the Rava says, Va Beis Shammai, Vesela Kishtei Bat Adin Be'erachas Dami, that really, when Beis Shammai and Vesela Machlokas, it's going to be more similar to two courts in one town. Why is that? Because Lechora, yeah, they're trying to point out that there's so many followers in each place that you're gonna have one person passing like this and the other person passing like that. Within the same town, you're gonna have the followers of Beis Shammai doing like they do, and the followers of Beis Hillel with them doing what they do. It's really gonna be like the similar thing of like one town. It's very similar to being like in one town. Elamar Rava, therefore, Rava says, Kiamrinan, Los Iskodu. When do we say Los Iskodu applies? Kigon, based in Be'ir Achas. It applies to a single court in one town. Peleg Moran Kedev Shammai, Upeleg Moran Kedev Vesila. Some are violent with Shammai, and some are going to follow like Vesila. I'll stay about the Din in Be'ir Achas. But if you have two courts in one town, one court is following Beis Shammai, one's following Beis Hillel, that's also Leislam, but that's not going to be an issue. Los Iskodu would not apply to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, even where their followers are going to be in the same town, if each one had their own Beis Din. So now the Gemara says, Tashmas. So let's bring another problem from a Braisa. B'mkom Moshe B'Eliezer, are you course in Eitzin, Lassos B'chamim, B'Shabbos, Lassos Barzel. In the place of Rabbi Lazar, this is the famous Rabbi Lazar de Mila. Rabbi Lazar held that not just the Mila itself is going to be Docha Shabbos, but even the Machshirei Mila, Machshirei Mitzah, are also Docha Shabbos, like the Mitzah itself. So according to Rabbi Lezer's area, what would they do? They would have the trees. They'd cut down trees to make charcoal in order to make iron for the knife of the Mila knife that's all preparing the knife. According to Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees there, that would be an Isser D'Oraisa. You should prepare, make sure you have your Mila knife nice and sharpened before Shabbos and ready and made before Shabbos. And now another point. And where Rabbi Yossi lived, they used to have chicken and meat together. There's a three-way machlokas tanaim. How do we paskin with regards to chicken and meat? One holds, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili held, that it's totally mutter. There's no Isser even in Derabanan. There is the opinion, I forgot which Tana holds what. The other opinion of tanaim, which is going to be that it is Isser Derabanan to eat chicken to have chicken with milk. And there's a third shita that says that chicken with milk is an iser de'oraisa. Agav, there actually is a shita, a little bit of a shita in Achronim, how to paskin. The Shach says, that's a common practice that we probably know, that there's an iser de'rabanan b'davar, but there is a marashal. The marashal was a big posik for Ashkenazim especially. The Shach oftentimes will disagree with the marashal in Yordaya, but the marashal, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a marashal, says that there's an iser de'oraisa to have chicken with milk. There's big nafkaminas about that, about ha'ana and things like that. But just a side point, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Lili's point, they would eat chicken and milk. So over here, so why aren't we bothered over here? So the Gemara says that Bimakom Moshe Belezer in, that only in the place of Rabbi Lezer did they do those malachas of Machshir Mila. Bimakom Moshe Bekivlo, in Rabbi Kiva's place, they didn't do so. They didn't do that. Tesanya was learned in the Mishnah, Kalam Rabbi Kiva, Kom Lacha Shevshal, Asusam Erev Shabbos. So we point out, Rabbi Kiva is the one who's cholik on Rabbi Lezer. Any malacha that could be done before Shabbos, any work you could do, preparing the knife, making the knife, right? They're chopping down the trees to get the knife ready, and Dochas Shabbos would not override Shabbos. So therefore we see that, that lechora, that we see that one area of doing the malacha according to Rabbi Kiva is going to be a problem. Why is this not also a problem of Los Iskodu? So the Gemara says again, what's the kasha of it? That in the place of Rabbi Lazar, we're going to keep the halacha of Rabbi Lazar. In the place of Rabbi Kiva, two different cities are not subject to halacha of Lo just go to do. To which the Gemara says, that's such a good question. What in the world does the Havamina? What was even the thought that this was a question? The Gemara says, the Karla, my Karla, what was your original question, Bechlal? But at the end of the day, why was it even Havamina? Let's loses go to this question, not loses go to. Says the Gemara, Saldi Kamina, because I would have thought the following. Mishum Chroma de Shabbos Kamakam Echadami, because Shabbos is a Chomer, that there's an Isser Skila. So even though doing it in two different places is so severe, that according to Rabbi Kiva, there's an Isser Skila by doing this. So I would have thought that even there, it'd be grounds to say that even in two different cities, you should be Machmer like Rabbi Akiva, not be allowed to follow Rabbi Elazar, even in his Beis Din. That it should be viewed as like one Indian because it's such a Chomer problem, and therefore, Losos is going to be applied, so therefore, it was necessary to teach us that with regards to Shabbos, Los Iskodidu does not apply even in different cities, that the regular halachas of Los Iskodidu would be applicable in those circumstances. So that's the Gemara now in Vaitar. Now the Tashma, another point. You would take a lamp on Shabbos. He would not move a lamp on Shabbos. This was getting the fundamental question that we'd seen throughout Masechah Shabbos, was one of the main shailas in Mukta, was a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, coming up often, you know, 20, 30 times throughout the Masechta, was machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Shimon doesn't have the concept of Mukta. That's a shaila, how far does that go? And Rabbi Yehuda does have the concept of Mukta. So here, in this would be another nafkamina between them, is carrying this lamp, carrying this fire, this previous lamp, that it's no longer lit. So there's no shaila extinguish it or lighting it more. It's already burnt out. So now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he holds like Rabbi Shimon that there's no mukta, so it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there is the concept of mukta, even if it's not lamachmas iser. That would be an iser over here, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So it seems Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, they would be allowed to move them, whereas Rabbi Yochanan, they would be machmir for doing so. Why this is not mashan of losis godru? So the Gemara says again, why isn't the same thing? Why mak koshia v'lo amirim akomans kamashana? We just said before that if it's a different city, you're allowed to follow different halachas. So says the Gemara, no, this was the question of Yaron and Hachi Kamina. This was the shayla. Rabbi Abahu, hechi avid hachi. Rabbi Abahu, specifically, how could he do that? How could he move them? Why when he was by Rabbi Shimon Levi, hechi avid hachi, and not move them when he was by Rabbi Yochanan? Specifically, the Rishonim point out, Ritva points out, Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe of Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Abahu, Lechora, held like Rabbi Yochanan holding its usher. So how can he, when he goes to the different city, follow that opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi? So, according to this, Shaila of the Ritva, Lechora, Losis, Godud, is not the Shaila of Bechal, it's just how could you follow one Rav in one place and one Rav in the other place? So the Gemara says now, Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Svirla. No, Rabbi Abahu actually in this halacha didn't follow his Rebbe. He felt that Rabbi Shimon Levi was more correct than it's mutter like Rabbi Shimon. The Chimak, last Rabbi Yochanan, but out of respect for his Rebbe, when he went to Rabbi Yochanan city, Lo Avi Metalto Mashim Kavod Rabbi Yochanan, because of the respect of Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't want to infringe on Rabbi Yochanan, and he did not pass in that way. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, the Vaika Shame, didn't he have his Gabayim? She says, his Gabayim don't know the halacha as well as him, and they're going to think that it's mutter to move it, and when they come to Rabbi Yochanan, they're going to come to make the mistake and move it, and therefore he's going to insult Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, Demodil al Shame. No, and not only that, he's going to be going to the place where he's going to violate the halacha there. So there, you can say that he's going to tell the Gabayim beforehand, who don't know the halacha as well, make sure don't you move your lamps in this city. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tashma, we have another proof of the Mishnah. Afal pi she'elu osur ve'elu matir. Now our Mishnah now, even though Beis Hillel Beis Hillel said it's usur to have a tzaras erva do yibum with the brother, and Beis Hillel said it's mutter. Lo nimnu b'shamay lisa nashim Beis Hillel v'lo misir b'shamay. So then again, going back to the shayla over here, did they implement what they said or not? So iamart b'shamay lo asa, going back to the shayla over here. Now, if it's understandable that b'shamay didn't actually keep their shita, so then they listened to Beis Hillel, then I understand b'shachan lo nimnu, that would be why Beis Hillel would not be a problem of them marrying b'shamay. Ela iamart asa, but if you assume that b'shamay did in fact do like their shita, amay lo nimnu, why did Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would not be afraid to marry each other? So I understand, okay, fine, Beis Shammai would not have an issue marrying a woman coming from Beis Hillel, because again, at the end of the day, what is the main machlokas over here? If Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, I did the opposite before, but let's do this example. Now, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter and also Leah, who's not related. So now when they die, the shayla is obviously Reuven's first wife, who's Shimon's daughter, is not shayach to Yibam or Chalitza. The shayla is the Tsaras Erva, is she shayach to Yibam or Chalitza? So according to Beis Shammai, she is. According to Beis Hillel, there's an Isser Karis. But according to Beis Shammai, that she is. So then I understand, so if she is and she decides to marry somebody else, this Leah doesn't do Yibum or Chalitza with Shimon, rather she goes marries a random guy, Yehuda from the Shuk. So according to Beis Shammai, they'd be violating an Isser Lav when their marriage is an Isser Dereisa, an Isser Lav of what's called the Yavama Lashuk. The Yavama has a Zika to either do Yibam or Chalitza first to Shimon before she was allowed to remarry, and she doesn't do that, that'd be an Isser Dereisa. So then, at the worst, they're going to be an Isser Lav, which is not going to make a Mamzerim, so there's no Shaila of them marrying an Isser Lav. So that wouldn't be necessarily an issue. However, but why would Beis Hillel not refrain from marrying the people, the woman of Beis Shammai, Bnei Chavei Krisus, Nemamzer Ninu? We know that a Tzaras Erva, according to Beis Hillel, in that example, Tzaras Erva, if Leah does in fact do Yibum with Shimon, according to, in our example that before, according to Beis Hillel, that would be an Isser Kares, and that any children born out of that Yibum would be a Mamzerim, according to Beis Hillel. So that'd be Krisus Ninu, so therefore, how would it be that they're allowed to marry a Mamzerim according to their Shita? So the Gemara says, the Chitim Makasar Beis Hillel, the Imam Zermachayev Krisus, maybe Beis Hillel will hold that only Vachayev Krisus would not be a necessarily something which is going to be a Mazer, maybe an only an Isser Misa would be something which is Chayev, going to be Mamzer. So the Gemara says, Vamar Rabbi Elazar, Alpha Bish Nichluk Bisham Beis Hillel Betzaras, even though they disagree with regarding a co-wife of an Erva, but everyone agrees that a mamzer comes from a marriage, which, or pretend marriage, it's not even tofsin, a relation, having relations and bearing children from a forbidden relationship of an erva, which is going to be a chayav karis. So we see clearly though, Beis Hillel would hold that if there's an isra karis at stake, that would create mamzeris. So therefore, Allah Shulamayn, Allah Sudha, doesn't that bring a proof from over here that Beis Shammai did not listen to their own Shita, rather they listened to Beis Hillel because maybe they're the Rov or whatever the answer we gave before, but that would be what we're trying to say over here. Now the Gemara says, Beis Shammai did in fact act as they had done. Demot Lulam Parsha, because Beis Shammai would keep a list, a track of who all their women were who did Yibum on a Tzaras Erva, and all of the descendants of that Tzaras Erva would in fact be Mamzer according to Beis Hillel, and because they wanted to marry each other, they didn't want to, you know, they would keep a list of the records to have a Yuchsin, to make sure that the modulo parsha that Beis Hillel would not marry any of the descendants of that yibum that was done, and any of their children who would all be later than that would be mamzer. So now the Gemara goes back. V'hacha, nami mistabra, not only that, this answer actually makes more sense in the Mishnah. The Ketari Seva, because the later half of the Mishnah says, kol ha-taros v'chol timoshayom ma'ele matarim ve'ele matamin. That all of the taharos and all the tamay things that these ones say were tamay, and these ones says were tar, so then also, lo ninu osim taros elu gabe elu, that they did not refrain from doing these to those. So now, meaning, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagreed with something was tamay or tar, they would not be afraid to make you tempt to make things together and assume that the food was tahar. So now, turning on to the somebody yadal adam abeis, Iyamar bishlama demodilo. So now, if you're going to tell me that they would tell them whether or not they were tamer tahar, mishamach lenuno, that makes sense. Why they wouldn't have an issue barring the other utensils and making things on the assumption that it's tahar. Ella Iyamar deloma dilo. You're going to tell me that they did not inform each other about barring utensils and whether it was tamer tahar according to the other one shita. Bishlama Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They understand why Beis Shammai would not refrain from borrowing according to Beis Hillel. Timos to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Taurus. Because we have to assume that there's the parallel case would be that Beis Shammai held that it's fine and Beis Hillel held it was asher. So that's just a chumra Beis Hillel. I don't care. I hold that it's tahar. You hold that it's tamei. That's fine. I'm going to assume that this is tamei tahar anyway. Ella Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai lo nimnu. Why would Beis Hillel not refrain from borrowing utensils from Beis Shammai? Taurus to Beis Shammai lo Beis Hillel tumas ninu. So that according to Beis Hillel, that they're going to be tamei, they're not allowed to assume on the presumption that they're tahar because they held that it's tahar. If I mamish hold that something is tahar, tamei, I'm not allowed to tell you to ask you to borrow it and use it. El alav de modilo, it must be that Beis Shammai informed Beis Hillel whether or not these utensils were in fact tamei according to the shita of Beis Hillel. So now we know, we learn from here that Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel that the marriages that weren't acceptable according to the shita, and Beis Shammai would in fact tell them, and they did keep their shita. So the Gemara asks, "My ulime hafmeha." So why would you bring? Why is this Shema Minar? As Rashi points out, "Hacha nami mistabra," that this is a stronger raya, that the case of the Tumah Vatara cases was more stronger of a raya than the fact that they about the marriage into each other. Why was it a stronger proof? Says Rashi. Why was that any stronger? So Gemara says, "Ma'od esimer," because it would have said, "Tzara kala isle." When it comes to a wife, a co-wife of an erva, if Reuven died with any children and he was married to Shimon's daughter and to Leah, the random woman, and Leah did Yibam with Shimon, everyone would be the talk of the town. Oh my gosh, did you hear that Nebuch, Reuven died with any children, and now Shimon did Yibam with Leah? And according to Beis Hillel, it's going to be Mamzerus. According to Beis Shammai, it's totally okay. It's a mitzvah. So that would be known to everybody. However, Tumah Vatara, which isn't that strong, I would have thought maybe that case we should be machmir. So therefore, we Kamashman, the Gemara is teaching us that barring utensils, in fact, did they share this information when necessary, and in the case of marriage, also they had to inform them of the. We don't assume that they knew about it. We don't assume Beis Hillel knew that the marriage happened. Rather, they would inform Beis Hillel that listen, this lady is not someone who's not shayach or is shayach for you to be married to. Now the Gemara goes back to what we said before. Gufa on Yudal and Alf Amar Belazer Apish Nichlo B'Shamay B'Tzila B'Tzaros. Modim she'en mamzer ella mimisha aser isra erva v'anushkaris, that they agree that it's only someone who's relations that bear about children, which would have normally been isra karis, that's only going to be or nisra misa, obviously kosher gain. Those are going to be the examples of something which is going to be chayav mamzeris. Anybody in isra lavda, like a yavam l'shuk, or somebody, a kohen maragusha, those examples would not be an isra mamzeris. So Gemara says, man modim. So what is this? Rabbi Lezer said that someone they agree. What are they agreeing with? Ilim b'shamay l'b'tzila. You're going to tell me b'shamay agree with b'tzila. B'shamay agree that tzaras erva who marries that chalitza is going to be not going to be mamzer. And pshita, that's obvious because even according to b'shamay, when they get married, b'nei chayvei lavan nikshirnu. At worst, it's going to be a vamal ashuk, which you pointed out is in only an iser losia hamesa mechutzal ish zaris. That lashon, it's an iser deraisa, and iser deraisa doesn't warrant karis. And therefore, it doesn't work. Mamzerim rather, and therefore, it shouldn't be any shaila. Ella beisila leveishamay. Rather, we assume that Rabbi Lazar must assume that beisila agree with beishamay. Beisila agree that the tzaras erva is going to be. Sorry, other way around. Beisila leveishamay. Rather, we must assume that beisila agree with beishamay. Beisila agree that the tzaras evan erva and performing imum are not going to be mamzerim. That's not the case. Hagufa chayve krisenu. That's an iser deoraisa, which is a chi of karis, which beisila is going to say that's no. That's vada going to be a case of tzaras erva, which is going to be if you had bia with the tzaras erva according to Beis Hillel, that would be a mamzer shaila, and the children would in fact be mamzerim, so it can't be they agreed to that point. So who's agreeing to who? So again, we're stuck in this brace over here. La'olam beisham le beisil. We ask the Rebbe Lezer must assume that beisham is in fact agreeing with beisil. Ulapuki med Rebbe Akiva. This is coming to exclude the sheet of Rebbe Akiva. This is a whole shayla. It's a big machlokas tanaim. Who exactly is a chayve mamzeros? Damra yish mamzel mechayve lavin. We're going to get to this later. Be'ez Hashem, the whole shayla is that because we're joyous that there is vayisnea, that a hater, or what do you hate? That son of lefnei makom, because it was a union that was usher. And there must be kiddushin tosin, so therefore there must be something which isn't going to be mamzeros. That's the whole shayla. We'll get that later. But be'etzem, that is something which there is a certain case where you're going to have not an chayve lavin and not necessarily be an iser of mamzeros. The ish mechayve lavin, kamash ben Rabbi Kiva holds any iser deraisa is going to be in fact going to be shayach to say that there is a mamzeros there. Kamash blan de in mamzer mechayve lavin. Rabbi Lazar teaches us that there is no mamzeros mechayve lavin. That's what we're going to Rabbi Shammai. We agree with Rabbi Kiva that the chalitza is going to be an iser lav. But the chiddush of Rabbi Shammai was that they would hold that would not necessarily be an issue of having mamzeros. That's what we're bringing out from over here. Now again, the Gemara is bringing a proof that held another proof that Rabbi Shammai did in fact keep their own shitas. Tashma af al pesh nechel b'shamay b'sila b'tzaras. In the case of the koif uve achayas. In the case of sister, what's the case of the sisters? This is Rashi tells us, the Mishnah on Chavav Amaralav tells us that if there are four brothers, two of them marry two sisters, and then those who marry the sisters both die at the same time. So both sisters are ki'ilu ha-shayichos to Reuven Shimon, right? They marry two sisters, and Levi and Yehuda are now fit to do Yibum or Chalitza, but the two sisters are coming to both Levi and Yehuda at the same time, so Beis Hillel hold that you have to do you're supposed to do chalitza and not do yibum. If they violate the lacha and they do yibum, Rabbi Shammai said they're allowed to stay married, and they still hold that they're not allowed to stay married. That's the case of achayos. Beget yashan, the case of an old get. An old get is where the husband writes a get, and then before giving the get, he has yichud with the wife. We're afraid that he's going to have bia with this woman, and if he's going to have bia with the woman, he's going to then boel, call a person who's boel, doesn't want to make his bia znus, and therefore he was mevatel the get. We're afraid of the case of a get yashan. Uvesafik eishes is, in the case of a safik eishes is, Rashi has two pshat. And what does it mean? Suffolk Ish is with the case with the miyun that the Bishamai say that you're not allowed to do miyun for to if the case where you already do nesuin or to avoid doing yibum or chalitza with the husband's brother in those cases or outside based in all those cases. Bishamai say you're not allowed to do yibum miyun rather. Miyun is where you were married off by the mother or the sister. We're midarabanan, the whole marriage is only midarabanan, so you can uproot the whole marriage lemafreya retroactively and assume there's no marriage whatsoever. In that case, though, Bishamai hold the gzira midarabanan would stand, and Bishamai hold that no, miyun is going to be effective in all those cases. So our brisa is talking about the case of a woman, of a girl really, who was married off by her brother or her mother, and she was shayach for miyun, and she's suffolk because miyun would annul the marriage, even lemafreya, and therefore, as long as the possibility of miyun exists, the marital status of her being to shayach to her husband is called a miyun. That's Rashi's sure shot. Rashi seems to accept the second shot that he likes better, is that if a person says, Reuven says to his wife Leah, that this is going to be your get, im masi micholi zeh, if I die from this choli, from this illness, so then all the while he hasn't died, but he's still sick from this illness, her marital status is in doubt, and therefore, if during that period, he has yichud with her, we're afraid that if he does bia again, if he has bia with her, then we're afraid that a person's ain and amos bia nus, so therefore he had in mind to bevatel the get. Rabbi Bishamai, no, he's not bevatel the get. So that would be similar to the previous case, according to this Peshat Rashi. It's very similar to the previous one, but in the Hanami, that's the Peshat over here. Of Megara says, Ishta Velani Mevapundak, or in the case of someone who divorces his wife and then has, they have relations. So then, does he have in mind that he wants to have Bi'al Hashem Kedushin with her and not have Bi'al Znus? So that's Bisham, again, Bisol Lashitasim would hold yes. In a case where, let's say, Reuven gives Sarah a Shavet Pruta, whereas according to Bisham, it's not enough. You need a dinar, which is a much more than a Shavet Pruta. So then what happens is that, okay, so Reuven gives her a Shavet Pruta, then Shimon comes and gives her a Shavet Dinar. So according to Bishamai, she's married to Shimon, she's not married to Reuven whatsoever. According to Bisila, she's married only to Reuven and not to Shimon, and if she has Bia with any of the other opposite one, according to the each other Shita, that'd be an Isser Karis. So still, despite all these disagreements, Bishamai would not refrain from marrying woman of Bisila. Below Bisila, Bishamai, not Bisila from Bishamai. That they loved each other. As the pasuk says, as the pasuk tells us in Zechariah, that one should love both truth and peace. The truth is worthy, but also having peace should be also very important. You have peace, with shalom, and also peace with emes rather. And by emes that they refrain from marrying the questionable ones. Is not refrained from marrying the questionable ones from the definite ones they would refrain from marrying. So the Gemara is assuming that according to Rabbi Shimon that when you have a definite one is an example we just had before of Tzaras Erva they would nimnu. A possible one is where you have a sveik sveika. That's how I'm going to explain it. You'd have a sveik sveika. According to this, Rabbi Shimon means that if Hashem told that it would tell them there was something that was definite, then they would not marry them. But if it was only a case where let's say it was a suffix, the Gerishim one, we're not even sure that he had bia in the first place, yet he was bowl her again. So then according to that, it was never usher in the first place. And just because she's a stam lady from Bishamah, you don't have to assume that she was usher. They wouldn't have to tell them because of fake sveika. So Gemara now the Gemara is just bringing the proof that what Rishimon was coming to define to bring a raya that Bishamah kept their own shitas. Yeah, right. Bishlam usher. Now, if you're going to tell me that Bishamah did according to their shita, that's why Bisila would refrain from marrying them in the case of a definite case. Eli Amrit lo usher, but you're going to tell me that they only follow Bisila. Amai nimnu. Why would Bisila refrain from marrying them in the case of a definite? What definite was there? They didn't keep their own shitas. So therefore, the Gemara says, no, that's not a good raya. Betisbra, do you really think that that's the explanation of the brisa? Nihi namida asu. Now, even granted that you're going to tell me that Bishamai did in fact according to the Shita, Bishlam Bisila nimnu Bishamai. Now, I understand why Bisila would in fact refrain from marrying Bishamai because the Chayvei Karis is nimnu. Because the Tzaras Erva would be a penalty of Karis. Mamzerim and Bisila, according to Bisila, there would be Mamzeris coming out of that union, and therefore it would be asu for them to marry that daughter. Or son, whoever was born from there. Why would Bishamai refrain in any of these cases from marrying Bishilal? At worst, it's going to be a chayuv elav that they didn't do yibum mechalitza, and be a vamal ashok, as I mentioned a few times already. That's only an iser lav, not an iser v'kshirim, and that would be fit to be married. It would not be a problem for them to marry them. The Yeshudim are bothered by, what do you mean, the case of the Shavet Pruta and the Shavet Dinar case, that's mamash a case of a chiyuv eshes ish, that's a chiyuv misa, and vad they're going to make krekri shav mamzeres, that's a very big shayla. So the Gemara answers anyway, though, the Gemara gives a different answer, the Gemara of Nachman, but Yitzchak, lo nitzcha ela tzaras atma. No, we're talking about the actual tzara herself, that which is an iser deraisa for these people to marry. So they're, meaning that case of a tzaras erva, where you didn't do yibam chalitza, if that lady herself wants to go ahead and get remarried, she's not allowed to marry someone from Bishamai, because he'd be violating an iser deraisa himself every time he's getting married or every time he's in a relationship with her because it's Yivam Alashuk. So Hakanami Lonishukha Ella Tsaras Atma. Here too also we have to say that the case of Rabbi Shimon was talking about a case of Tsaras Atma, and that would be an answer over here. We don't have to assume that we're talking about a case where Bishamai acted on her own shita, because we're talking about Tsaras Asma, and that's why, according to Bishamai, they refrained from marrying Bisila, and that's why Bisila refrained from marrying Bishamai, and there's no raya that they didn't necessarily like their own shitas. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna vada." So why is it different than the case where they would be definite aser the isurahu that they refrained from marrying them because that's also aser safik nami isurahu, but in the case of a questionable aser, it's also aser safik the rice of lechumra. So how can Rabbi Shimon say that they were that in a case where it's a safik, that's not necessarily going to be an issue? At this point, we're assuming that the safik was going to be a fake sveika. But now you're telling me that it's talking about a case of a case where it was they didn't do yibam chalitza. That's not vaday. That's not that's definite, and that's going to be both going to be that's totally going to be aser. So it says the Gemara, "Lo tema mina safik." Don't tell me that Rabbi Shimon means that they didn't do anything that was questionable. Ela ima mina stam. That the case was not discussed. If nothing to matter, what does it mean? The modilahu parsha. They would tell each other if there was an issue at play over here for them to get married. If you hold this nesu d'oraisa on your end, that would be aser. So what is the Tana teaching us? that they treat each other with they were nicely, but we already learned that they would tell each other from the first part of the Brisa, they would tell each other not to marry each other's wives. Hakamash Mulan, the Kula Rabbi Shimon, that the entire Brisa is reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon's statement is in fact repeating itself. The Tana would not have recorded it unless the entire Brisa was the Pshita of Rabbi Shimon, and that's what we're learning from over here. But as Hashem will pick up with Tashma in tomorrow's Daf.